and knuckles.
Okay. The upper part of a man's body is his.
Yes.
They measure the height of a horse in.
A height of a horse?
Yeah.
Well, you might have measured the height of a horse with a rule.
You can also measure it with what in what?
Well, some people can estimate by the hand or something like that.
Okay. The pain ran from his heel all the way up to his. All the way up to his.
The pain.
It ran from his heel all the way up his what?
Well, we call it, up to what this is.
Well, what's this called?
This is called the leg down here.
Okay. And then that down here is called?
The foot.
Okay.
That's the thigh.
Okay. I stumbled over a box in the dark and I bruised my
knee.
Well, right below the knee is called what?
That's called your ankle down here.
Okay, well, what do you call when you bruise it? It's called you bruise your part right in here.
Well, you call that right in here, is your knee.
Okay.
You bruise your knee.
The back part of the thigh, especially midway between the knee and the buttock, you're squatting down on your, what do you call this back part?
Well, back there, you behind. You said back doing that.
Okay, a little below the behind. Okay.
Well, you still call it your thigh, something to say your hip, something like that.
Someone's been sick a while, he's up and about now, but still looks a bit
weak.
Okay. Person who can lift heavy weights, he said to be very
powerful.
What else?
Well, he's just powerful and just strong.
Okay. One who is very easy to get along with.
Well, you see, this is the one who's so friendly.
Okay. How would you describe a horse the same way? Or if you're trying to get along with a horse?
Yeah.
Okay. When a boy is in his teens, he is apt to be all arms and legs and can't walk around the room without knocking over furniture. You say at that age, he's awfully...
Well, he's awfully cowardly. That's what
awful what?
Cowardly.
Okay. A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You say he's a plain...
Well, if people do things and don't know what to do, I call them, crazy or out of his mind or something. He has to do it doing that thing.
Okay. A person who will never spend a cent, you call him what?
I call him a spending man.
Okay. When you use the word common about a person, what does it mean? When you say he's common.
Well, it means that he don't take care of nothing. He just common. He leave things all around or do something or all like that. See,
okay.
That's for the common. I call him common.
Okay. If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite
powerful. Quite a man.
The children are out later than usual. You say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
Well, feel a little uneasy.
Okay. I don't want to go upstairs in the dark.
I want a light.
Well, you sort of, you won't go up there, and so you say, I'm...
Well, I don't see if I'm drinking or something. I'll see I'm in bad shape. I can't climb up here a step.
Okay, what if I, let's say it's a place, like late at night, alongside a dark road. You might say, man, I'm not going in there. I'm on a graveyard or something.
Well, things like that, but I'm scary.
Okay.